Welcome to Wild, Women in Lending Determined to Make an Impact. I'm your host, Robin Lavasser. They say our biggest fear isn't being inadequate. It's being powerful beyond measure. In this podcast, I will share how to break through imaginary ceilings, lean into success, discovering your purpose, and understanding how to create the business and life of your dreams. From failures to triumphs and all the tactics in between, let's jump into the wild arena together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Wild. I am so excited to share with you today a topic that I have been asked about countless times, and it's just a fun one. It's actually a great one to talk about in general, and I want to talk about it, obviously, from my perspective, but I think that you can relate and plug it into your life with perspective of your own relationships. And so I'm going to start today. I'm actually going to not do the kid part, and I'm going to talk directly about the expectation, if you will, and how to balance relationship, i.e. for me, marriage, and truly a career. And I think there's two different spaces for it. One is being a woman in general. You know, I am from, I was born in the late 70s and so raised through the 80s. And I think that we continue to have evolution in this space, but I think that we're all products of the environment that we were raised in and what we were influenced by, right? Things are caught, not taught, as Mr. Ed Milet would say. And I think that one of the things that really played into me was my mom actually always worked out of the home. And so that was an easy thing for me. It was never a, are you going to stay home? Now, it would have been equally great if I did stay home. And I had a mix in my friend group and all of those things with everything from single mom households to single parent households in general. And then also, obviously, dual with one working and or with both working. It was pretty rare to have both working households in what I was actually influenced by growing up. And so think about that for a minute. What were you influenced by? What was your environment growing up? What did you see? What did you learn? And then you yourself, I always tell everybody, you know, I'll have somebody come into the business and they'll say, I know, newly married or newly having kids, either one. And now how do I get it all done? And the truth is, it's, you know, again, you balance out, hey, what do I need to do financially? Because those are requirements, right? And then how do I balance this with relationships in general, whether it's a parenting relationship or a love relationship? You know, sometimes it's a friendship or a family obligation relationship. There's different things that come with that. When I think about how I did it, if you will, I remember my husband and I sitting on a plane on our way to our honeymoon. So let's see, give you some context. I was 21. My husband was 23. We are on the plane flying, and my husband says, hey, you know that we can't work like this forever. And when he's saying we can't work like this forever, I want you to think to yourself, for both of us, we didn't come from anything financially at that stage in our life, meaning that we really were living paycheck to paycheck. We needed to work. And those are kind of the prime years. And I think we've gotten a little bit out of that these days where everybody's like, oh, I want to work a very balanced schedule and I want to, you know, go to work and go home type of mentality. That wasn't the mentality then. It was very much like you do whatever it takes, at least in my book and in my husband's, to make money. And so both of us worked almost 7 days a week, and we were okay with it. We were in agreement, in alignment, if you will. If people looked at our lives, they wouldn't say we were in balance. So let me be clear on that for a minute. It wasn't about balance. It was really about agreement. Alignment, another word for that would be we were harmonious, if you will. And so he worked a lot. I worked a lot. And then we obviously were able to meet back up and spend time together in the evenings and those things. And he said, hey, this can't be our life forever. Now, what we didn't attach to that was the financial piece to it, right? How do we make it not our life financially? That came later. But I want to say, as far as the hours go, we knew we couldn't stay that way forever. And so what were we going to need to do to make it more harmonious for us in the future as we built, you know, more life together? Well, how do you do that, right? How do you do that? One, I think just setting expectations with your partner in general is incredibly important and something that gets missed all the time. People really, really struggle having clear and direct conversations with people and it not feeling tenuous, it not feeling intense, it not feeling challenging or hard. And I think we write narratives in our head that we might make somebody mad, or maybe we've had them bark or bite back in the past. And as a result of that, we're now gun shy to having a conversation. And so one of the things that I love in general is setting really solid expectations with anybody that you're truly in a relationship with, and so that they know. Because where the anger, the frustration, the potential letdown, and the guilt all come into play in anything is an expectation that was unspoken will almost always be unmet. Let me say that again. An expectation that is unspoken will almost always be unmet. Meaning, if I didn't know that you wanted me to work less hours or not pick up the phone anytime after 6 o'clock when I'm at home or whatever the expectation might be, but you never spoke it, you assumed it, I'm for sure going to mess it up somehow. And vice versa, right? If I'm not willing to speak it, my husband's going to mess it up on the other side. That's rule number one. And so getting together and really confirming expectations, I would highly, highly, highly recommend you do that from the get-go. And so it might be I'll give you a great example. I have an awesome, very driven nephew, and he and his wife, so they got married last July, and so they're coming up on their first year. His wife enrolled in dental hygiene school, and she literally is about to pass. Well, she took the test. I'm sure she passed because she's got great work ethic, but she's about to graduate from that program this June. They sat down as a couple. He's already a firefighter paramedic, so he travels a couple hours away to his job. He works a day on and then has a couple days off, but sometimes picks up overtime and will work 4 or 5 days in a row. Now, I've never seen a young lady study so much in my life, ever. And she pretty much eat, breathes, and sleeps dental hygiene. They set expectations with each other. They sat down and said, hey, this is going to be our life for the next 2 years. They didn't say short term. They didn't say 1 month. They didn't say day to day. They said for 2 years, we are willing to make major sacrifices with one another, with ourselves, to make all of this happen. Now, here's what's crazy. They have saved money. They just bought their second home. They've only been married since July of 2023, and they're literally starting a beautiful life together, and she's about to graduate. I think she's gotten straight A's the entire time, and their priorities, if you will, that they have decided to focus on have been obviously career, finance, and then ultimately family, themselves and their extended family. And then the last one would be fitness. If I were to put them in a box, I'd say those are the things that they make their number one through four, you know, priorities. Everything else essentially doesn't fit, or not very often. How many people do that? If you think about it, how many of us really are great at setting expectations? I can tell you at 21 and 23 years old, my husband and I were not, and that did cause a lot of heartache. And then over the years, we have learned to really get clear on, hey, where are you going to be? Where am I going to be? What time are we going to be there? My husband used to get mad that I always ran late. He thought it would be very funny to always tell me a time that was actually earlier than I needed to be there, so that then when I arrived, I'd always get there on time. Now, I do the opposite. I try to cushion when I'm going to arrive so that I never arrive late based on those expectations. My point in telling you both sides of that is that really the expectations are what matter more than anything else. What's a good way to say this? Day-to-day expectations matter. Week-to-week expectations matter. Month-to-month expectations matter. Now, the farther out they are, the more fluid they can be, meaning that, hey, we might have had these expectations and they need to be updated and changed. The ones that are closer need to be more adhered to. It shouldn't be as challenging as what we make it, but we really, really make it challenging. There might be a day that I'll give you an example, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I can already see my day going downhill. Instead of internalizing it, which is what I used to do, and expecting my partner, my husband, my spouse to understand when I walked through the door an hour and a half later than I should have and still have calls to make, which is part of being 100% commission and having that business, but it's also partly a choice. And I had to make sure that I was owning that at all times, right? I was owning it. Instead, I would warn my husband at 3 o'clock, tonight's not going to go like we anticipated. Oh, what a difference. Then it became a, what do you need? How could I help you? Versus, I'm over it. I'm frustrated. Your dinner's cold. Thanks for the help tonight. Now my emotions are also involved. What a difference that makes. And so I guess that my point, how do you find the word balance? You don't. You find harmony you find communication, you find expectation setting, and you really take a step back from what your ultimate intentions are, and you keep each other in check, right? And saying things to the space of, this is really important to me, and I need you to be 100% present. Saying things like, hey, after dinner, if you've got a few more calls to return, or after dinner, I do have a few more calls to return. Great. Let's set that expectation with each other. Hey, we're going to go, and I'll go all the way there. We're going to have intimacy later tonight, right? Like, we're having that conversation all the time, because all of it matters in healthy relationships. Imagine if every single time you told someone you were going to call them that was a friend, or go visit them, or show up, you never did. What's interesting is that we tend to not do that to people that are one step outside the very immediate circle, but everybody that loves us probably the most, I would hope, and is in our very immediate circle, we expect them to give us the most grace and bend their own expectations for us. That's kind of a guilty presence in being a commission salesperson. And I'll leave you with this last comment. So tactically, one, setting those expectations, really, really important, having those communications, and then setting those expectations on yourself as well. You know, I used to have a sign by my door that said, actually got it from a coaching program that I was in. I did my best and my best was good enough. And what I realized was that as important as the expectations were for home, they were equally important for work. Meaning that instead of telling everybody, I'll call you later today, or I'll catch up with you before the end of today, or I'll shoot you this over by the end of today, I started to set better expectations in work and say, hey, you'll have it no later than 11 o'clock tomorrow. And now all of a sudden I can't make the excuse that I absolutely had to be there and I couldn't, I couldn't go home without getting it done, right? When somebody would call in, if it was a new lead, I set a better voicemail on my voicemail that basically said, hey, this is a new lead and you're, you know, making a contract, putting in an offer tonight. Please shoot me a text message. And if it's any time before 8 p.m., I'll try to get back to you this evening. Otherwise, I'll call you first thing in the morning. So I set better expectation boundaries in auto replies, in information, on my voicemail to make sure that I was guarded in all of those areas. That was a huge win for me across the board. And then it really allowed for myself to not feel like we were letting people down. Because what we do is we decide to let the person down that is very closest to us. So other than our own self, it's generally our partner, and we expect them to understand because they love us and we love them. And that's such an unfair thing that ultimately builds and builds and builds until eventually it could break. So be very careful with it. I promise you, you absolutely can balance a very demanding career, be incredibly busy with life in general, serve people at the highest level, create a ton of business for yourself, and absolutely flourish in relationships when there is strong communication, expectation, and ultimately you are happy, if you will, or joyful in the decisions and the choices you make with where and how to spend your time. If this is helpful to you, I hope that you will share the Wild podcast, whether somebody is in lending or not in lending. I would love to spread it around the world, just common sense approach to women ultimately leaning in and trying to have, quote unquote, it all. We'll see you soon.